Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at YSR. The college football conversation, it continues. Time now to head over to the Big Ten Conference and the Ohio State Buckeyes, who will open the 2015 season with a target on its back, to say the least. The Buckeyes are the defending national champions and the favorite to win college football's national title in 2015. They return a lot of talent on both sides of the ball, especially at quarterback. The beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch, Bill Rabinowitz, is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. He is the author of Buckeyes Rebirth and his latest release, The Chase, How Ohio State Captured the First College Football Playoff. Good evening, Bill. How was your summer?
It was very good. Thank you, Alyssa. It was busy with the book and all, but I'm glad to get back into it.
Absolutely. We always look forward to our conversations. So tell us about your new book, The Chase, and how it gives the reader an inside look at the unprecedented 2014 season. I mean, what are college football fans going to learn?
Well, I think it's much more, or at least I try to make it much more than just kind of a rehash of what happened. Everyone knows what happened. I try to explain how it happened and really give a detailed look at the personalities involved with the coaches, Urban Meyer and all the assistant coaches, and as well as the players. I was able to talk to probably more than 50 people for this, most of them at length, more than an hour. I talked to Urban Meyer for 5 hours for this book. It really tells how this season happened, how it unfolded, the adversity that they had to overcome, how the leadership program that Ohio State instilled in 2013, 2014 really bore fruit and allowed what happened last year to happen, because this team overcame an incredible amount of adversity. You always hear when a team wins a championship how much adversity that they overcame. I can't imagine that any team overcame the kinds of things that Ohio State did, with losing two quarterbacks, losing to Virginia Tech early in the season, and worst of all, having a teammate commit suicide at the height of the season. So all those things could have killed their hopes, and it didn't. They somehow got stronger from it, and that's the story I try to tell.
Bill Rabinowitz, Ohio State football's beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch and author of his new book, The Chase, on how Ohio State captured the first college football playoff. And really, you do learn about just their ability to muscle through adversity and that next man up philosophy.
Yeah, and they had to. Obviously, losing a player like Braxton Miller less than 2 weeks before the start of the season, that can be devastating. But JT Barrett proved up to the challenge. His is a remarkable story. Ohio State recruited him. He committed kind of before Ohio State even wanted him to commit. They'd never actually seen him throw live. And Tom Herman, the offensive coordinator at the time, and Urban Meyer were very undecided as to whether to actually accept that commitment. And kind of on faith, Tom Herman and Urban Meyer said, okay, we'll take a shot at this guy. But they didn't really know. It was the first practice when he showed up and threw. They were like, oh, thank God. Mm-hmm. But they really didn't know. They knew about his leadership, or at least they had a pretty good idea what kind of leader he was. Yeah, you have to understand that coaches want to see these guys throw, and he kind of forced their hand a little bit and proved it worked out, but it was not ideal. And Ohio State, Urban Meyer said, that will never happen again where I don't get to see a guy throw.
You know, speaking of leadership, you also learn and share a lot about the greatness of Urban Meyer. Is he the best?
Well, I don't feel comfortable saying he's the best, because I don't cover anybody else. I mean, obviously Nick Saban has a track record that rivals his. There are other great coaches out there, but I can just tell you that I know that what has happened at Ohio State is not by accident. What he did at Florida, what he did at Utah, even Bowling Green, the success he's had is by design. It's because he has a plan, he implements the plan, he makes sure nobody deviates from that plan, and it works. And he was fond of saying after this season that it's not just theory anymore, it's testimony. And that's true. That's why these Ohio State players last year bought in, and why they this year have bought in, because they know it works. And if you just follow the plan, it's not going to guarantee you winning a national championship. That's beyond anyone's control. But it will put you in position to compete for that.
Bill Rabinowitz, you listen to his familiar voice, the Ohio State football's beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. We are highlighting his brand new book. It is titled The Chase, on how Ohio State captured the first college football playoff. What do you think you learned from last season? And also, just curiosity on my part, leading into the 2014 season, what was your belief and forecast on the Buckeyes, what they might be able to accomplish?
Well, I thought before Braxton Miller's injury that they could compete for the national championship. If you'd asked me right after the injury, and certainly after Virginia Tech, I'd have said no way. And I think most people would have said no way, and did say no way. But this team just found a way to persevere and get stronger and stronger and stronger as the season went on. And then they put it all together in the postseason. A lot of sports is about peaking at the right time, and Ohio State peaked at the perfect time. Going into the Wisconsin game, for example, I thought they're competing to try to get into a good bowl game. I didn't think they were going to get into the college football playoff. Then 59-0 happened, and I remember tweeting in the second quarter of that game, if I'm TCU and Baylor, I'm getting awfully nervous. They needed to win by something like that. I don't know whether 31-0 would have done it or not. In fact, for the book, I interviewed Jeff Long, the head of the playoff football selection committee, and I asked him that question, what did it take? And he didn't really answer, because there's really no answer for it, but it had to be something like that. It had to be the kind of thing where they left no doubt that it would be very difficult to leave them out of the top four.
You know, in chapter 17, it's titled Cardale. What did you want the reader to know about Cardale Jones?
It's really an uplifting story. You could write a book on him just alone, and he's the only player that I devoted an entire chapter to by himself, and I just thought his story was so compelling. He grew up, his mom did the best she could, but like you said, Alyssa, he's one of six, the youngest of six. Was left on his own a lot as the mom was trying to just scramble to make a living. At one point, he was in his home when an acquaintance was there and took out a gun and shot, kind of not at him, but just happened to be near him, and he ducked and happened to be looking for like a cell phone charge or something like that. His head was down, and the bullet went right where his head would have been. And he called that night. He had just he had this woman, Michelle Nash, who became a mentor to him, and she had just kind of started in that role, and he called her up at 2 a.m. and said, I can't live like this anymore. Come pick me up. And she comes and picks him up, and he's standing on the street corner holding like a grocery bag or something with his possessions. And from then on, he lived with her. She is like a mom to him, and it's one of the more heartwarming stories in the book. It's amazing what Cardale Jones has overcome to get where he is, and even the path at Ohio State, and I could talk forever about it, just at one point, things got so bad that Tom Herman forced him to wear a dunce cap in the meeting room. That's how little, how unrespected he was by the coaching staff, and how quickly, it wasn't quickly, it was gradual, but how dramatically it ended up turning around so that they had faith in him to do what he did at the end of last year. It's an amazing story.
It is a must-read for all college football fans. It is titled The Chase, How Ohio State Captured the First College Football Playoff. You want to go and get a copy of that. We're visiting with the author, Bill Rabinowitz, of course, the Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. And since we're talking about Cardale Jones, let's analyze his game. I mean, obviously he thrives the most with his deep passing game. Who does he remind you of, Bill?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, he's a big guy. He's got a big arm. He's strong. He can run. He's not the runner that JT Barrett is, certainly not Braxton Miller is, but he certainly can be a punishing runner. He did that against Alabama. He did that against Oregon. The thing that's interesting about him is he can be so kind of childlike and just kind of say these kind of goofy things. But then, as JT Barrett told me, there are times in the quarterback room where he'll come up with these profound statements or these profound things, and he'll just, and JT will be like, where do you come up with that? I mean, because he kind of plays this kind of dumb role sometimes, but he's really smart. And he's just a very interesting guy that way. You know, I'm not sure who I can even say he reminds me of, but he's pretty unique, honestly.
What is the latest on the quarterback situation there? Who's going to be anointed? Is it going to be Jones or Barrett? Come on.
That's the million-dollar question. I wish I knew the answer. I'd get it in print, and my boss would be happy with me.
But they're two dangerous guys, no doubt about that. I mean,
it's a great problem to have if you're Urban Meyer, but it is still a problem because you're going to have one guy who is certainly deserving of playing who's not going to be the starting quarterback. If I had to guess, and it's just a guess, I have no inside information about this other than just what I think. I think that JT Barrett probably has the edge because I think this offense just needs somebody who's going to be steady and not mess it up. I mean, that's how talented they are. And I think he fits that a little bit better than Cardale, who's a little bit more up and down. I think JT's a better fit for the spread offense in terms of prototype. Cardale's more of a pro-style quarterback. Obviously, you can win big games with him. They've proven that. But I just, if I had to guess, if you were to kind of say, okay, you must pick one, I would say I would lean toward JT by maybe a 60-40 margin kind of thing. But if Cardale is outperforming him in practice and that's not been open to the media, then Cardale will be the guy.
We are short on time. Got about 30 seconds. Give us a quick hit on the suspension. How big of an impact is that going to have with the season opener?
Well, obviously, if you're going to have that kind of suspension, you don't want to have it against a team like Virginia Tech, which is obviously a dangerous team, as they proved last year. I don't think it's an insurmountable thing. I think that, Joey Bosa, it's hard to lose a guy that good. I mean, that, there's no question that's a loss, but I think they feel pretty good about their defense. Losing Jalen Marshall and Dontre Wilson and Corey Smith also hurts because it's, you have an inexperienced wide receiver group with the exception of Michael Thomas. Still, I think that they should be able to get past Virginia Tech even without those guys, but usually they open with a weaker team, and there'd be no issue if that were the case against one of those teams. But Virginia Tech's very good.
Okay, Bill Rabinowitz has been with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. He is the Ohio State football beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch, has released his new book. It is titled The Chase. You've got to go out and get a copy of it, How Ohio State Captured the First College Football Playoff. Congratulations on another great book. And, Bill, we look forward to catching up with you in late September. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead right here in hour number one at YSR. Stay close.